I'm at the American Farm Bureau Federation convention and having a chance to visit with James Wesley. And first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, boy, have you got that much time?
Give us the, you know, the short version.
All right. Well, you know, I grew up in southeast Kansas. I grew up in a little town of 200 people and, you know, always had a dream of moving out and doing the music. And knock on wood, somehow it happens, you know. I found my escape hatch, and here I am. But it's definitely been a blessing and been a lot of fun to be able to do what I'm doing.
So how long have you been doing this?
Too many years. No, I started, it has been quite a few years. It was my sophomore year in college is when I really got the bug for country music. And I always loved country music, but, you know, I didn't know the ropes, the angles of being able to do it and to get out. But I sang, and, you know, you name it. I sang at weddings and birthdays and everything around southeast Kansas and Oklahoma. And then, you know, I sent a demo into Nashville. This was like 94. I was really young then and naive and all that good stuff. And signed with Warner Brothers and was with them for, you know, up until about almost 2000. And then I moved back home and I ended up, of course, I was married at the time and still married to the same lady. But anyway, moved back and, you know, just started a family because, you know, being in Nashville, I just didn't have the time, you know, to really start a family and spend the time, you know, with them. So anyway, now that the kids are a little older, you know, it was always something that I wanted to do was move back to Nashville and try it. And my wife was for it, and so we did it and took another gamble and rolled the dice and made a demo tape with some good friends of mine, Rodney Clausen and Dan Frizzell. And Rodney's written songs like Amarillo Sky and I Saw God Today. And so Rodney came up to me one day and said, man, let's cut a demo. Let's take it. I'll shop it around for you. And so that's what they did. And Broken Bow loved what they heard. And here I am.
So what kind of was the impetus to focus on these farming folks with a song that went very well for them?
Well, thank you. Well, this is... excuse me. This has always been something, you know, I mean, I grew up in a farming community and, you know, I just have my heart goes out to the farmers because it's hard work. I mean, people don't realize how hard it is. I mean, it's 24/7 and there's no downtime, you know, unless you've got some brothers and sisters to help you out on the farm. But that's what, you know, I did that for a while. We lived in Iowa for about 3 years and I worked on a hog farm. And then we moved back to Kansas, worked on a dairy for a while. And, you know, I have a big heart for the farmers and for the military because it's the backbone of this country.
Well, you are here with the salt of the earth at this American Farm Bureau convention. How about this experience? What's it been like to visit with some of these folks from all over the country?
It's always, I mean, to get to be here for this, I mean, this was a big conference, you know, a big convention that was here. And today I didn't know how many people were going to be here. They, you know, we flew in today and I'm thinking we're going to be singing for maybe 200 or 300 people, but I think there was close to maybe 5,000, close to 5,000.
It took an exhibit hall for like a trade show to hold them.
Yeah, it's amazing. I want to say, aren't there, there's like 6 million.
I don't know how many all the members are, but it's approximately 7,000 that come in total that'll come to the convention. You know, how many are in this session or that session? It's some, you know, big percentage of that.
Right. Well, I mean, you're right. It's definitely, I mean, it's the salt of the earth. These were good people. I got to talk to, you know, to quite a few people today and just really good people, you know, and want the best for the country and they're doing it, you know.
Well, I think they enjoyed it, especially when was that last song you played?
I played a little Johnny Cash. You got to do some of the old stuff, you know. I grew up listening to a lot of that. My grandmother was really big into the real traditional country music, and so it rubbed off on me. And you know, when we go out and we do our shows, I throw in some Johnny Cash and some Merle Haggard and George Jones, and I thought, why not? Let's just throw that out there and see what happens. I actually had another song planned, and I thought, you know what? Let's just try this. They may like this, Johnny Cash.
I think they liked it a lot. So let's just close with what's next? What's kind of like looking ahead a little bit for you?
Well, it's kind of crazy. You know, I leave here in the morning. We got a flight at 6 a.m. and we're flying to Jamaica of all places, but we're doing a cruise on the Norwegian, and then I come back from there, and then we're off to do a show in Wisconsin to raise a little money for the Red Cross. And then we're working on some things with the FFA, and got some big plans that we're trying to work with the FFA, and trying to get some jackets for some of the kids that, you know, that need the jackets that quite can't afford it. That's where I grew up in a situation where my family didn't have the money for an FFA jacket, and I talked with some of the national advisors at the FFA convention in Louisville end of last year, and told them what I'd like to do in raising some money for some of the local chapters to be able to give some of the kids and kind of give back to them and get them in a jacket, get that sense of that blue pride.
That's great. That's fantastic. Although I got a question, you know, okay, we're going to go like down in the Caribbean and cruise, and then it's since January. Let's go to Wisconsin while we're at it.
Right. Let's go milk some cows in the cold.
Yeah, I'll bet you there's some that would let you help them do that.
I guarantee you.
Well, thank you very much, James Wesley. He entertained us here at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.